Hey guys, in classic BMW fashion, the front half of this recording was lost. It's gone, never to be seen again. So just pretend like you know what's going on, and then you will. The gist is Bim and our college friends are at Bim's house, and then that's it. It's a bad episode. Don't really you I don't think you don't really have to listen to this one if you don't want to. But you can. You still can. Don't get me wrong, you can.
All right, okay, recording's back. I don't know when it stopped, so we're just gonna keep talking when we were talking.
Okay, sounds good. So Ava said, however much you woman is woman enough, and
if you guys even heard that.
If you even heard that, but we're gonna give it back into context. Whatever, even if you didn't hear Ava say that, she did say it, so just act like she did. Ava said that. And
guys, I don't know if I believe that Ava said that. I'm gonna be honest.
No, I think Ava said that.
I'm pretty sure, but like, to be honest, maybe she did.
Doubtful.
You know? Doubtful. Right, exactly.
Sonia, I think you said it.
Okay, I did say it just then.
Are you not giving credit, Charlie?
I'm J slash K.
J slash K. Okay. But she said, however much a woman is woman enough, and then I totally agreed. And it was going to relate back to a TikTok trend, but then I realized that Charlotte and Emily aren't on.
It's okay, you can do it for the audience.
Okay, for the audience. For the viewers, there's the TikTok trend where it's a Doja Cat song, and it's something like, I'm feminine. Something.
I'm feminine. Why?
Yeah, that part.
Divine feminine.
Define feminine. I'm feminine. Why? And
I am woman.
It's like that trend is all like people saying that like they're having someone like point out their flaws and stuff like that and saying like why isn't that feminine? And that is a very good trend and I've seen edits of it and it's like heartwarming. I'm like yes, mm-hmm. All these women living out their dreams. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic. Yes. So, I just wanted to relate that back for the viewers. No, for the listeners.
The listeners.
Or the viewers on YouTube.
So sure, okay. Looking at the thumbnail.
Right.
Guys, if you watch this on YouTube, why?
No, because, like, it's...
I think, like, Steven does that or something.
Okay, well, Steven...
I know Garrett does.
Wow. Steven and Garrett...
Spotify rap that's the kind viewers. Of guys.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You should have the... BMNW podcast on your Spotify Wrapped.
Oh my god, can I use your top coat?
Yeah.
Mine's getting globby.
That's a base coat, but you can use a top coat. I think my top coat's in that bag over there. It's the gel one. It's like black.
Okay. Does it dry quick?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I have zero patience. Ever.
So fun.
I hate when my top coat gets globby, because it always...
Oh, pull it out.
It's a little bit of a struggle. It's like very watery.
No, we got it.
You have to get used to it.
Why don't you it's opposite of globby. It's a can little light, not globby enough.
Yeah, it's not very globby at all.
Mix them together.
Whoa, that is huge.
Maybe not.
No, maybe not. Okay, fine.
Absolutely insane.
Just women in STEM things, you know?
Women in STEM.
What can I say?
What is it like being a woman in STEM?
I would ask you the same thing.
Whoa.
As a woman in also STEM.
As a woman in also STEM, sometimes... Sometimes it's like, oh my god, slay. And sometimes it's like, I want to sit next to someone, but I can't find the girls in my class.
Oh my god, I totally understand, yeah. I think I know 5 women in my major. It's me and Delia, and then my friends Anna and Erica, and Delia and I's friend Sterling.
Why are Erica and Anna not my friends too?
Because you don't really know them. Okay, well, you know what, sure. Potentially, they are also your friends.
But
my bad, guys.
But yeah, I don't know anyone. I don't know any girls in my major.
Really?
Yep.
What about that girl you shared notes with?
But, oh, that girl is not in STEM. She was just taking a comp sci class for some reason. I don't know why.
That's so silly of her.
Oh my goodness. You know what's so funny?
What?
So many people at Bulin are getting accepted to UMD.
Yeah.
And like 4 like computer science and mech E.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Oh my god, that's so slay because I'm mech E and they will. Oh my god, I won't be a freshman next year. I'll have people to look down on.
Well, that's my favorite part of getting older.
Yeah.
Except for today, whenever we were looking at stuff for Philly, it was like one of the museums was like 18 and younger, you get in for free. And I am 19. And that made me
That is so funny, actually. I think that's hilarious because. Ava was like, oh my god, 18 and under. And then,
Delia
said 18
give
and
credit.
Under. What?
Give credit.
I'm giving credit to credit too. Delia said that. My bad, guys. And she was like,
she was all excited.
And then Emily was like, no, Emily's mom was like, well, Emily's 19. And we were all like, oh, yikes.
That sucks for you.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad.
Sucks to suck, Emily.
Whoa. You have to pay the adult price.
Yeah, how does it feel to be the only one that's not 18?
Wow. Oh, you're 18, guys?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Guys, it's actually a good thing. Like,
yeah. Sonia has this amazing habit of, like, moving her hands before I'm done.
But not while you're doing them. Never while you're doing them.
Oh, she would not. She wouldn't dare.
I would not dare. Exactly. I would mess up the
Oh, my goodness. And you know what, Sonia?
What?
You're done.
Whoa. Now I can move my hands?
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
Oh my god.
I want to read them. Like, I've never felt like
this. Alright, who wants to be next? No one wants to be next.
Okay. Ava, let's switch.
Ava,
you can. Ava can talk about.
Ava, you can talk about your style.
I gotta blow my nose first.
Ava needs to blow her nose first.
Ava's blowing her nose.
Ava, what colors do you want?
One sec.
She's waiting. Ordelia, I'm just doing your thumbs. Do you want to come on?
Yeah.
Okay, Delia. This is. I'm excited.
Wait, you're going next?
I'm just doing Delia's thumbs.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, so it's going to take 2 seconds.
For your color, well,
Yes, that was the...
Wait, what if yellow?
What if yellow?
What if yellow? Wait, what are your thumbs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. Smell this yellow. Tell me it doesn't smell like bananas.
No, because I do feel that. I understand.
Kind of.
What do you mean kind of?
Oh, yeah, it smells like a banana Laffy Taffy.
Yes, it does!
But banana Laffy Taffy does not smell like banana.
But it smells... It doesn't smell like nail polish.
Okay, you're
it
right.
It is scented.
Yeah. I understand.
I'm sorry in advance for my nails.
It's okay. I handle all shapes and sizes. Yeah.
Okay. Here at the Charlotte Nail Salon.
Of course.
Is there a name for it other than the Charlotte Nail Salon?
The Charlotte Nail Salon.
The Charlotte Nail
Salon. The Charles Nail Salon.
Charleston?
All right, Delia.
Chargle.
In Chargle. A word. Just, okay. So, yeah. What do you think that you are trying to achieve with your sense of fashion? With the clothes you wear?
Charlotte, I'm going to be honest. I have just barely even a sense of fashion in the first place.
Are you sure? Because that shirt that I stole for you from you for the concert was really, really good.
Oh. That's true.
It is true.
I don't know. Half the time I just dress for comfort. The other half the time I dress as Delia.
So describe Delia to me.
Wait.
I really don't know how.
Okay, but I have a question. What about when you're picking out your clothes? Because you, like, not to pick out to wear, to pick out to buy. Do you buy things that look cool, or do you buy things for comfort as
I usually buy things that are, like, different. Like,
Do you buy things that, like, are different from anything you have?
Different than stuff that I've seen before.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
The viewers and the listeners should see Delia's pants, because they're different.
They are different. Guys, my pants are flowy, and they're... navy blue with light blue flowers, but in a cool way.
In a repetitive pattern.
And they're thrifted.
Stop! Charlotte's laughing at me.
I am laughing at them.
Charlotte's laughing at me and I don't appreciate it.
Is this not laughable?
It's a little laughable.
See, it is very laughable.
With those nails, the vision was there.
Listen.
And the execution is also
I'm just trying
there.
To go fast, okay?
Okay.
You can never rush perfection. That's the thing.
But I...
She is currently rushing perfection.
Yeah.
Also, is the perfection issue. The right word?
Whoa. Whoa, guys. I feel attacked.
No, because Bim has only done one good nail manicure on me.
This is so mean.
Oh.
Which one was it?
It was the... I was at... I can't remember. I know what it is. I just don't know how to articulate it to you. It's all the browns.
Wait, I know
actually,
what you
not
mean.
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. Not yellow? What color do you want?
I don't know.
Sorry. This one.
Yeah.
Good.
I can't decide.
Why aren't you taking off the rest of them?
Can I take this bow off?
Because these ones don't need to be taken off.
Oh.
They're still good.
Yeah,
what about that green?
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This could work.
Oh, that'll look better because it matches better with the...
And it's like this orangey red... And green are complementary colors.
Yeah. We should take a photo of all of our nails for the cover.
For the thumbnail?
I think it should just be Delia's thumbnail for the thumbnail.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
good.
Yeah.
You know what? You make a really good point there.
I know. Guys, I'm just full of surprises.
Yeah. This is a little like, you know how when they say the title of the book in a book?
Mm-hmm.
That's like what this is right now.
Yeah. Also, guys, I forgot what this podcast was supposed to be for. This was supposed to be explaining the streets metaphor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember one time, so I was talking to, I was like on Discord with Charlotte and the boys, and I said like Streets Ahead, and I was in a lounge, and everyone was just so confused, and then I had to watch them all figure out what Streets Ahead and Streets Behind meant, and it was very funny, I must say. Just people.
What are you guys' hypothesis?
Well, I've kind of explained it to them, but.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I already know, because we were walking back from the dining hall, I think, and you were saying it, and I was confused, and then you explained.
Mm-hmm.
So, it worked out.
Yeah, so, Streets Ahead is a term coined by the show Community, where basically, someone who streets ahead is, like, ahead of their time.
Yeah.
You know, they're the trendsetter. They are the pioneer species, if you will. You know, primary succession. Okay, guys?
Right.
So, then, if you're streets, you are rightfully following in the footsteps of the streets ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are exactly where you need to be. But
you're streets behind the streets ahead, if you're streets, right?
But if you're streets behind, you, well, okay, here's the thing. Like, of course, if there's a pioneer, there have to be followers.
Right.
And some followers are going to be a lot later than other followers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, okay, at what point did you become a follower? So are you streets or streets behind?
Oh.
And then there are other, like, metaphors you can go into, like streets reversed.
Uh-huh.
Streets reversed is tiny Jewish girl.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Me?
Streets reversed? Oh. No, there's this TikToker, tiny Jewish girl.
Who I love her.
Does fashion.
Who is a tiny Jewish girl.
Literally iconic headbands, but she is also streets reversed. I would also say she's streets ahead reversed.
No. She's streets reversed.
Just
she's
streets
the definition
reversed?
Of streets reversed.
Okay.
It's like you're an enigma in a good way.
Yeah. You're an enigma. And
you're an enigma, and I respect you for it.
Right, but what is the stake? Yeah, that one. And I desperately need to solve.
No, but imagine, like, reading that.
Yeah, but, like, imagine, yeah.
Well, like, you know, like, you've read it, but, like, imagine reading that, and you know it's meant for you.
Uh-huh.
That was terrifying.
That is terrifying.
Anyway.
I'm so confused.
Mm-hmm. She's an enigma.
What are other examples of streets something?
Well, we had a whole podcast on it. It's like streets.
Oh, my bad, guys.
Streets, Beethan built the street.
Beethan did build the street.
Yeah. And what else?
He's streets ahead within the streets ahead people. So it's like there's a group of people, and some of them can be considered streets ahead to those people, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're streets ahead, but then also.
Oh, like little society.
Like
with,
but like
yes.
To everyone else, they are streets behind.
Exactly. Right. And it's like a, and you, it can go so deep. So if there are a group of streets ahead people, of
one of them has to be streets behind.
One of them has to.
Could you potentially relate the word streets to progressiveness?
What?
What?
So like if someone is streets ahead, they're progressive, like ahead of their times. And if you're,
well, I feel like progressive has another connotation.
Yeah.
If someone is streets, it's purely in the sense of like
trendsetting.
Trendsetting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I understand. So it doesn't have to be like going advancing. It just has to be
yeah.
the newest.
Mm-hmm. Not the the
like.
The
entrepreneur.
It's so hard to explain.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
girl boss.
But like, not in a capitalism way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like they.
Yeah, trendsetting.
They are like the start.
Right.
Like
okay.
you can trace something back to them.
Right.
Definitively.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we were all younger, we used to pretend to be streets ahead. You used to be like, oh, I started that, you know? But
yeah.
sometimes it would just be a universal experience that, like, people would be like, oh, I started.
I remember
this
kid.
They just didn't know that there were
I remember this kid
yeah.
at my school
yeah.
said that he started the cheese touch. And then I was like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. He thought he was streets ahead.
And then I was like, kid, I've read I Won't Be Kid 2. You did not start that.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes people are too optimistic about how streets ahead they are.
Yeah, they really overestimate.
Like men.
Like men?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would
constantly
agree.
Like
to
men.
All the men who are listening, sometimes you think you're streets ahead when you're not.
So true.
No, and sometimes when a woman is streets ahead, they take credit. And then people are like, oh my god, this guy is so streets ahead. But no.
No, the
woman
was
the
woman.
And
they're
just
streets.
Guys, this is
the man is just
it's International Women's History Month.
Yeah.
All right, Delia's thumbs are done. How do you feel?
Great.
Delia does not feel great.
Delia does not feel great. Is that a tattoo?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me see. Oh, is it a little dragon?
It is a little dragon.
Why do you have a little dragon? Delia. Oh, I can fix it.
Did you just mess it up?
Yeah. I can fix it.
I was readjusting my arms to show the dragon. Potentially, could I get a flower on one of my nails?
No.
Of course.
No. No, you cannot get a flower. Do you want your nails to be ruined?
So I feel like
do you want your nails to be ruined?
Two different answers there.
Do you want your nails to be ruined?
Wait, if by getting a flower
means
ruined, then yes. I do want a flower on my nails. Because Emily does really good flowers, and these ones are also, like, they look a little bit bare.
Take a look at Bim's nails.
No. Okay. Hang with me.
Hey, guys.
Okay, Ava, it's your turn. Do you have your colors?
So I have...
She has options.
Wait, that one's open.
Oh, crap. Can you take that? Thanks, Charcoal. You're so welcome.
Excuse me, Delia.
You're in my spot, actually. Thanks.
It's called here's our
plethora of nail polishes.
Oh, and also I like considering this one, but I don't think I'm gonna do this one because it's too late.
Okay.
I really like the brown. I'm thinking brown.
Too.
Oh wait, actually, I was thinking brown in this one.
Oh, brown.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Delia's.
But,
Delia just messed it up again.
No, kidding me?
No, you're waiting.
Come here.
You just have to lick it.
Oh, for sure.
Have you never heard that before?
No.
You're supposed to lick it.
Do it.
Okay.
It adjusts it.
You just gotta lick it. Mm-hmm. I think you could do this brown.
I could also do that. I had that blue too.
Purple. See, look. Oh, it's back to normal.
So, like, we got some options. I like this one a lot.
Only some.
I actually like, how do you feel about that?
Ooh.
Boom.
Oh, like five? That.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, I mean, sure.
Or do you want less colors?
Let's just take a look-see.
You could do these three?
No, I want the brown for sure.
Do the brown, blue, and green. But not, no, see, if that one's, yeah, I think, yes.
This is a classic.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
That's a classic, really but it's also a little bit
fall.
I really enjoy it. This and this are just so, like, 2000s to me.
Yeah. And
that's very, so right.
And
what
that's
say?
Very Ava style. I feel like 2000s, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, three. Because that makes it more
really?
Spring.
Yeah.
With the blue, it makes it too fall. Yeah.
Yeah, or you can do one hand this, one hand that.
No.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3?
Are we doing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3?
We can.
Is that our plan?
We don't have six fingers, Ava.
No. This is true. I think I will do...
No, there's just like one in the middle.
Here's how I did my three colors. Okay, so then we have brown. Well, no, I feel like brown should be like...
Okay, here. Here's how I did my three.
Or I can mix them up. Like, there doesn't have to be like a set pattern.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
Okay, I won't do a pattern. I'll just do
Just make
colors.
It look
good.
Of course. Thanks.
Have I ever led you astray?
No.
Exactly.
Charlotte asked me that today, and I had no answer.
Again, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm really sorry. I, like, they had grown out, and I bit them all off, like, yesterday or the day before, so that's really sad, but whatever.
It's really exciting.
Yeah. That's my life. Literally, they are swollen. So, but whatever.
Today.
That's
okay. Mm-hmm.
It's just mental illness, guys. It's no big deal.
Happens to the best of us, honestly.
Exactly.
All right, Ava.
Alrighty.
I don't know what questions I want to ask you.
Wait, I only got one question.
The fashion questions are fun?
Sure.
Okay, so...
Because Ava has a unique style.
Oh, thanks.
If you were hypothetically... Okay.
Yeah.
If you were in third person and you see yourself walking down the street, what impression would you want to give off or, like, obtain from yourself?
Gay? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, well... Let's see. Partially, yes. And then also, I'd say, like, that girl is chill, but also she knows how to dress. And also,
good music taste.
Has good music taste. Mm. And also, she is, this is like a hard question. She's cool. Like, I wanna be friends with her, but I'm also intimidated by her.
Just so many things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you feel like you express your music taste through your clothing?
That is a great question. I actually think, now that I think about it, my music taste and my style are very similar in the way that they're very all over the place, but all good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my music taste is, like, I can go from...
I can go from Phoebe Bridgers to Kanye to, well, let's take that off the record, actually. I don't listen to Kanye. What?
She listens to Kanye.
No.
Sorry. I just need
it's
more.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry.
It's totally fine. What? Yeah, so I can go from, like, Phoebe Bridgers, which is a slay, to, like, Tyler, the Creator, who's also a slay, to, like, Pharaoh. So, you know, and I think in the same way, in my clothing, I, like, have lots of different moods when it comes to clothing. So I can go from, like, YG slay to, like, what is the, like,
term? 80s mom.
Like,
sorry. So,
like, it's okay.
It was sometimes, like, I think you wear 80s mom clothes.
Thanks. No, that's a compliment. Yeah, so, like, to 80s mom. Oh my god, that's a piece I was looking for. Can you go put that with the... No. You see that green one? No, it's like closer to... go a little bit over... No, other way. Other way. No, other... You went the wrong way, Julia. You went the wrong way.
This one.
Can I take my hand off the point?
Yeah.
This one.
Can you put that with the green bed over
here? Yeah, I got you. Sorry. Oh my god.
Sorry, that was really important.
For context, we're doing a puzzle as well.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, so like 80s mom, and then like the next day I may want to do like grunge, like... eyeliner, black eyeliner, outfit, emo outfit, to, like, baggy, comfy street style. So, like, I have a lot of different tastes, and I like to be a lot of different people. And, so, yeah. I like to, like, just, like, be... I think the reason I like to be a lot of people is, like, I don't like being myself for too long, you know? So, I think that's fun. Yeah. So, that's what I'd say.
Who would you say is your style icon, or do you have
wait
like
there's
one?
A little bit of a cute
oh yeah
here.
Mm-hmm. I gotta I need to do another round of nail polish remover, guys.
Honestly, Emma Chamberlain, not gonna lie.
Honestly, yes,
she's
always.
Like, I love her
no
style.
Because people like people who don't think she's has like the fashion industry in the palm of her hand are just like
yeah.
kidding themselves. They simply are.
I agree with you. And like the 7 days, 7 looks video by, from Vogue. Oh my god, like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
because it's so based in 2021, and like the like it's just when I think 2021 fashion, I think of that.
Yeah, but also I feel like the things that she, like something I like about it is that like it's like based in 2021, but also I feel like. She has kind of timeless looks a lot of the time.
She does, because a lot of it is very... Sorry.
It's okay.
Just trying to scrape away nail polish. Very chic, very classic.
Yeah. But, like, still very, like, in. And I like that she... Like, I feel like some people can't make... Like, she just makes everything she wears look good. But, like, in the sense of, like, the shoes that she wears, like, if they're not a brand that I know, like, she makes them look cool either way. Mm-hmm. Like...
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I think that the way, I don't know, just, like, the way that she wears them.
Yeah.
Sometimes her looks are so simple.
Yeah.
But it's just the way that she, like, wears them and, like, you know the intention behind her
yeah.
looks just makes it, like, that much better.
I agree. And, like, she always has, like, these chunky loafers
mm-hmm.
or, like.
Oh, my goodness. I love a loafer.
Really good white sneakers. Like, she just knows how to put it all together and
mm-hmm.
she knows the right basics and. I don't know. I just love her style. And who else? Yeah, I feel like there are definitely people on TikTok that I look to for inspiration. And I also, in terms of, if we're thinking of, like, eras,
mm-hmm.
I'd say, like, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
I get lots of 90s from you.
Really?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
That's
I would also
yeah.
agree.
That is a
like,
compliment.
90s and then 2000s sometimes with, like, your jeans. Because she wears a lot of, like, low-waisted stuff.
She does.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
So yeah. Well, we say 90s and 2000s as she's wearing acid wash right now.
Okay, but they're good jeans, though.
They are. I'm not knocking it.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
These were actually my... They're Paxson jeans, so it's acceptable. And these were my favorite jeans, like, for, like, 3 years. And they now have a hole in them, and it's really, really sad. But you know what? Life goes on.
Life goes on.
So it's acceptable, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this one's
yeah.
not as bad.
Sick. So happy for that. Yeah, guys, you can't see my fingers right now, but
mm-hmm.
they're pretty bad. I
torn up.
They're torn up. I bite and pick up my fingers pretty badly. So.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like I'd say like a good 30% of how bad.
30%?
I'd say so, yeah.
This is pretty gnarly, man.
Thanks.
Do you think doing your nails helps, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But the problem is when I do my nails, then I, like, this is kind of gross, sorry, but then I, like, pick at my skin instead, so.
Mm.
So, like, it's kind of helps, but then it's just, like, a different, you know? But whatevs. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, the thing that I always do is, like, you know how your nails grow in layers sometimes?
Yeah.
I always peel off the layers, yeah. And my nails are really thin.
Yeah. Sometimes I accidentally bite off one layer. And then I have to, like,
yeah, and then you have to wait. And then sometimes they're in, like, the weird in-between growing stage, yeah. And you're like, and you know it's your fault. You know it's nothing on your nails, and it's entirely your fault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the worst
yeah,
part.
Yeah, I've put these bitties through a lot, I gotta say.
These bitties.
D's bitties. Alright.
Alrighty. Oh, okay, I'm so excited. Wait, we're not doing this one, correct?
No.
And we're not doing... Oh, wait, actually, this is also kind of a sleigh.
We can do that.
I don't know. What do we think?
We don't know, guys. We don't know. I love how none of the viewers can see, but it's okay because...
They can hear. They can hear their little clinking.
This isn't one that people are going to listen to and really remember. But next week, guys, get ready for next week because we're doing a really good podcast.
Wait. You already need your help.
No, it's still you already explained it on the last podcast.
I know, but get ready.
Get ready. It's that wait, one.
It's that one, guys.
Yes. It is that one.
This I like, versus this.
See, I like it better with just three because then it would be too much with the five, I think.
I think the three is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, guys, I love my nails. Guys, look at them.
Oh my god, they look so cute. Love.
Do you have time to do a little flower?
Of course. There's always time for a flower.
Is there?
Charlotte likes to hate and say that there's not enough time for flower, but that's because she is a little right.
I don't know if there's enough time for
a flower. There is, Charlotte's, like, so much time, though. Like, guys, there's just so much time.
And also, Charlotte, hear me out. Look, these two, a little bear, could use a flower. Mm-hmm. Just think about it.
Come on over. Here, I'm coming.
What do flowers ever do to you?
Your what?
Oh. Well, here's the thing. The one time I say yes, Bim, you can do a flower on mine. They weren't good.
Emily, I uploaded. The one time? So you've only given her one chance.
Okay, I will.
That's not fair.
Okay, cute.
No, it is fair.
There's only one thing.
She had one chance to impress me and she failed.
Wow. You're tough.
I know. Our crowd was really funny.
What are we talking about?
For basketball.
B-ball.
Oh my goodness. Mom, I'm going to talk about the lady. So, I was watching Jason's lacrosse game, and there was this... And first of all, Jason's team in lacrosse, they were winning, like, 17-9.
Whoa.
I don't
know. Is that a lot?
Yes, that's a lot.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
Okay.
And, like, there was this woman in the stands that was just the most annoying yeller. And my favorite thing that she said was they were, like, more than 10 goals behind. And there was 7 minutes left. And she goes, "You have 7 minutes to make history."
That's funny.
Yeah. It was hilarious. And just, like, the way that she was yelling was so nasally and just not it.
They're all spaced out, but I love them.
It was hilarious.
Guys... So, Charlotte, why'd you let me do a flower?
What do you mean, why'd you let me do a flower? I never let you do flowers.
Charlotte!
They look fine. Just leave them out. Like, they look fine. Leave
Charlotte, why'd you let me do a flower?
No, wait, I think they look fine, because if we do more...
Charlotte!
No, because why is this so long now? Okay, you know what?
Listen, Emily, I think Sonia's just critical. I made her a Dutch braid today, and it was beautiful, and she took it out. So, don't trust anything she says.
Oh.
Wait. Before we go all in, you know?
Yeah.
Are we thinking like this instead or like maybe just this?
Wait, actually, put a bunch of dots.
We're having four different conversations. This is not good for the podcast.
Wait, guys, really quick, can y'all help me? Just like so quick.
Yes, that's on Twitter now.
Okay, actually,
I'm helping.
Okay, so
fuck
charcoal.
God damn it.
Yes.
Then we have this.
Mm-hmm.
We have this.
Mm-hmm.
We have this.
I like that one better.
And we also have this. Oh, no.
Let's. Why do they look so good? Leave this one alone,
like
please.
The three.
Just leave it
alone.
Yeah, and now this.
Great. No, I don't like the purple with it.
And now this.
No, put that one. Yeah.
Like it's done now. Like, it looks so good.
Okay, make it look good.
I will.
Thank you.
I always
make it
look
good. No, but I trust you. Like, I wouldn't make it look good, but you would.
Bro!
that's a Van Gogh vibes though.
Exactly.
Just add some yellow in there. Add some yellow in there.
It was not
one yellow dot in the middle. Actually, yeah, why not?
Just swirl it around a little more.
So, no, put two yellow dots, like one and then another, and then just swirl it so that the yellow is not like erased.
Give
it
one more thing,
Kate. Yeah, you're good. Okay, now do a little twistle.
Yeah. No singing on the podcast.
No.
Okay, do you have more questions for me?
Questions? I don't know.
See, cause
what do you want to talk about?
I am too.
It's like a hard question.
I am such a nail artist.
Wait, Slay, it looks so good.
Thank you.
Wait, can you get more on the side? They're having their own side thing.
Yeah, I'm just pondering as you guys rudely talk over.
Oh, my bad, guys.
No, I'm kidding. I don't care. Okay. I'm really excited to put on my flash tattoos that I got today at Dollar General. Because I really like tattoos. And I'm considering getting some.
Really? What kind would you, like, where were, give me the details.
Okay, so I think my first one would be, like, I want an equal sign on my middle finger.
Why?
What? Excuse me. I don't know. I've always wanted it. I've wanted it for, like, years. And I, like, the idea of an equal sign. I really like finger taps.
Okay, guys, we're gonna need to cut the side chat.
Yeah, my bad. We've cut it. I finished the Vincent Van Gogh nail and the flower nail. Show on.
Mm-hmm. Showing.
Bad.
No. Slay. No, that's a slay.
That's a slay.
That's a slay.
Like, you see, this is like an abstract flower.
I think you
this
should just like make that flower. One too. Okay.
No. I love the flower. I like the flower.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it. But thank you for the advice.
All right, Chief.
She's saying it looks bad. Why are you saying that?
Me?
Oh, Ava.
No, I like the flower. I just don't know if they go together. But anyway, okay. Yeah, tattoos. I like finger tats a lot. The issue is they're very visible. And I, like, would want a very simple, small one on my finger because they're extremely visible. And I think an equal sign is something that, like, I really like the idea of. It's, like, balance. It's a quality. I think it looks cool. It reminds me to be humble because I suck at math. And, you know, it's just all around, like, a great decision, I think. So yeah, love that. And I think it's something that's like tame enough to not
very
get in
tame.
Trouble, you know? So
people are like, oh, two lines tattooed. That's okay.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that. And then I don't know, there's like a bunch of stuff I want. I like literally drew a sleeve of tattoos on my arm the other day while I was sad and bored. So that was really fun. And I made a mushroom ghost that was very sweet. Bridgers. I want a safety pin somewhere. I think that looks cool.
Like a safety pin?
Yeah. Like maybe on my arm or my leg. And then I like the idea of like, what else? Some kind of space tattoo like Saturn or like.
Thank you.
Planets. I really like the idea of that. I've wanted that for a while. Maybe a mushroom tattoo. Like I said, I really enjoy mushrooms.
How do you enjoy mushrooms so much?
I think they're cute. Not gonna lie. I just really like the vibes. And then yeah.
This goes on there too.
And then my friend Maddie drew a
flowers aren't green.
Drew a heart with like vines and flowers. What?
Nothing.
Drew a vine with hearts and flowers on my arm. That I actually really liked. So maybe I consider that.
Vine with hearts and flowers.
Yeah, are flowers really, blue?
It was really cute.
Flowers can be blue.
But they can't be green.
Flowers can never be green.
Why?
Because if you're a green flower, you're wrong.
I can be brown.
No, I hate that.
Yeah. And I also... Oh, yeah. So that's that. Oh, and Emily drew some really pretty flowers, too. I really like that. Actually, I like... Was like when you did that, I was like, oh my god, maybe I get those tattooed.
Now, oh my goodness. Want this one and then this one, or do you want this one and then this one, or this one and this one?
Guys, I don't know why I'm off my flower
you
game.
Do this one.
They just don't look
this.
Good.
This one, you can do this one and this one.
Okay. Alright, guys. Ava's nails looking good.
Do you want a flower, Ava?
I'm actually so good, but Emily, I really appreciate your offer.
Thank you.
I
That's
do not.
That's really nice of you.
Every time I do someone's nails, Emily defiles it with a stupid little flower.
No, the flower is the best part.
So mean.
I would never.
No, because would you want someone to do flowers on someone's nails you just finished, just did, if the flowers only had a 50% success rate?
Yes.
The answer is no.
The answer is yes.
Listen, Emily has done some cute flowers on me before.
Some. Some. Analyze your own language before you start, you know.
I don't know why I'm off my nail game today. They just don't look good. I don't understand.
Today?
Charlotte! My nails for last week looked so good. My St. Patrick's Day nails, I got so many compliments on them. And even these don't look as bad once I, like, clean them up.
Do people like your clovers?
Yes. Actually, people were like, oh my goodness, that is so cute. And I said, oh my goodness.
Too bad I never saw your St. Patrick's Day nails.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I should show more pictures. I should show you. I'll have pictures. Don't even rush.
Wait, you did earlier today.
That's a joke.
Oh.
No, because after she did them, first of all, she did them on the podcast. Second of all, she showed them to me, I think, maybe 900 times. Okay. And then she's like, hey, Charlotte, did you see my nails? So not as a joke.
Yeah.
No, it was a joke.
Was it?
At a certain point, once I realized I had showed you the nails enough.
Yeah, well, that was after you had showed me the nails enough.
Uh-huh. I just wanted to make sure that you knew and you saw them. Know. But did you see them?
I did see them.
Are you sure?
I don't know if I did.
I feel like I should show you a picture. Or, you know what? I'll do the nails on you. So now you always can look at them.
Oh my goodness. This blue and the brown. They're so, like, early 2010s. They went from 2000s to early 2010s in my head. They're, I'm thinking of this... Mom... Let's see if she's listening this far. Let's test her. I think you have a bag where it's like blue with brown dots or brown with blue dots. And this, it's the same colors as that.
Ooh, I wouldn't mind some dots.
Nope.
I'll do some dots. You wouldn't mind
some dots.
I would do dots like this or dots like this.
No, like not Van Gogh dots.
Uh-huh.
I can do dots.
No, we have things to do after this.
You're right. We have places to go for people to see. You're right, you're right.
We have.
You make a good point there.
We have a... Did you give them the tour of Bolin?
I sure did.
We did.
What did you guys see?
We saw...
Nothing.
So much.
Are we allowed to say, like, the things?
You're not allowed to say the name of the town.
Got
it. It's Bolin.
It's Bolin.
So... Did you ever edit that out from last week?
Nope.
Okay. Cool. Continue.
These people will dox you. Doesn't matter. The people listening in where? And where? What are the places?
To Columbus, Ohio, and...
Seattle, Washington. Seattle.
Okay. Seattle, Washington, and Columbus, Ohio. Like, please come kidnap her.
Can you
LA go then?
Please.
But we got to see the Dollar General and the Tractor Supply. And in the Tractor Supply, there were
baby
chicks and baby ducks. And they were so cute. And we asked if we could hold them. And the lady was like, no. Like, as if we were done.
Yeah, she's so like, annoying. That's weird.
It evens out as it settles. Alrighty, and dries.
They were, like, being really judgy and, like, would not let us. So they were like,
they
no.
They had so much cool clothes there. So many. So many. Sorry, guys.
They had Carhartt.
They had so many Carhartt things. They had Carhartt overalls. Yeah. They had Liberty overalls, which are the cool green ones, which is, like, my style dream. Oh, my God. That is my thrift store find that I need to find. That is my dream thrift store find. A pair of overalls that's, like, a little
canvas
baggy.
Canvas overalls? Or, like, jean
overalls? Canvas overalls or corduroy overalls, I do. But, like, ideally, jean overalls.
Okay.
I love my short overalls, but I want long overalls.
You're wearing your short overalls right now.
I sure am.
Crazy.
Kind of insane.
My thrift find is a little white top. Because I refuse to buy... Let me see this.
Sorry.
You, like Sonia, are doing the same thing.
This is...
Yeah.
What? This is what?
It's checking too
there's,
early.
There's a mound. What?
Why are there bubbles in my nails? Why do they look like this?
Leave them alone. It's okay. When they dry, they'll be done. And then
now.
At that point, you can decide if you want to take them off or not. But taking them off when they're gooey is just the worst process.
I hate it here.
Yeah. A globby episode.
Mm.
So, like, they're, like, either from far away, like, they're really good, but, like, do not look too closely at them. Do not look too closely.
Delia. It's a Monet. From far away, it looks great, but up close, it's a big old mess.
This looks really good.
Oh my God, guys, that reminds me of a Phoebe Bridgers line.
Say it.
If you're a work of art, I'm standing too close, I can see the brush strokes.
Whoa.
Isn't that so deep?
What is it?
If you're a work of art, I'm standing too close, I can see the brush strokes.
Ouch.
That is
so honestly kind of relatable, guys.
Kind of relatable, just a little bit, actually.
Just a tad.
Hmm.
But yeah, Phoebe Bridgers is a... Guys, okay, I only started... Guys, to all of the people who are listening. I only started listening to Phoebe Bridgers, like...
Charlotte, I'm so sorry.
I do not want to annoy you.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is still, like...
Mound-like?
Yeah, and it has, like, a little...
Could it be because your nails are uneven?
Ooh, got
it. I don't think so.
I think it is.
I don't see a mound.
No, I don't either.
No, there's a little like tiny little peak, divot. But I think it's because my nails do that. Per layers.
Yeah, my nails do that.
But once the top one gets slapped on there, we'll
okay.
Be good.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, Phoebe Bridgers is just the best, and I listened to her. I started listening to her like a month and a half ago, and let me tell you, one of the saddest feelings in the world, I think, is not being able to hear a same song the way you first heard it when you first
heard it. I do know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, every Phoebe Bridgers, most of the Phoebe Bridgers song I listened to for the first, like, 1 to 5 times were actually, like, the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my life and, like, made me want to sob and did make me sob and also, like, gave me whole body chills.
Funeral by Phoebe Bridgers.
Such a good song. Guys, I learned this song on guitar and now I know how to play it on guitar. And it is... such a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Every single lyric in that song is my favorite Phoebe Bridgers lyric. Like, so good, so gut-wrenching, and, like, I am so sad that I can't listen to her songs. Like, for example, Savior Complex by Phoebe Bridgers, when I first listened to it, I actually don't remember her name.
Oh. Wait, who are we talking about?
Yeah,
do you guys hear something?
She's not, like, no. Her name isn't super important, but the name of the song is Savior Complex. And literally the most beautiful song I've ever heard. Like, actually the most beautiful song I've ever heard. And when I first listened to it, I was like, what is this? This is so incredible. And I listened to it, like, for the first 5 times. It was, like, there's no other feeling I've ever had like it. And just then I listened to it, like, on repeat for, like, 3 days. And I can no longer listen to it the same way. And it's actually extremely, like, every time it pops up in Shuffle, it, like, makes my heart sink.
That's so me sad. With Happiness by Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Underrated song.
That's on Folklore?
Evermore.
Evermore.
Underrated. She's hidden. Like, track 7, sandwiched between Dorothea and Nobody, No Crime. Like, it's just, wow. No words.
I think
simply
a lot
not.
Of Taylor Swift music is like that. It's not really my style, per se, but I do enjoy it enough to
she can appreciate
what you're... Yeah, I can appreciate what you're talking about.
Sorry.
She's doing the Sonia.
What can I say? Mm-hmm. I will also say, like, Claro, like, Sophia and Bags by Claro.
Oh, those are so good.
Same with those songs. Like, when I first started listening to them and heard them, I loved them more than anything with all of my heart, and then I listened to them so often that, like, even a year and a half later, cannot listen to them the same again.
Oh my goodness, that always happens to me.
It is really, really sad. It is so sad.
And it's like, I do it myself.
Yeah,
like,
I know, and I know it's gonna happen. I know it's gonna happen, and I'm like, I do not care. And then I'm like, I am so stupid, why did I do this to myself?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sad. It's so, so, so sad. I feel like it should be in poetry or something.
Poetry?
Yeah, like, you know, poetry, poets write about sad stuff. Like, that is...
Oh.
That is so sad.
Poets?
Poets?
Yeah.
So all right, guys. On that.
Final top coat.
Let's go.
Okay, we're done.
And
yes, Slay! Thank you so much, Dargle.